Worship, and it's a real privilege to bring you the Word of God.
早上好，今天非常高兴能够跟大家一起在这里团契敬拜神，也能够与大家一同分享神的话语。
This morning I want to speak on the subject discipleship is a choice.
今天早上我们要来谈的题目是做主门徒是一个选择。
I think we would all agree that life is defined by the choices that we make.
我们都知道人生就是一个不断选择的过程。
We are daily faced with choices.
我们每天都会面临选择。
What coffee shop will I go to this morning?
今天去哪家咖啡店?
Where will I do my shopping?
或去哪里购物?
From very young, we are faced with choices.
我们从小就面临各种选择。
As we go through the school system, we are faced with what subjects will I choose?
在学校里我们要选择科目。
Then we have the big choice on what career am I going to go into?
接下来我们有就业的选择。
I am told that most people change careers 4 or 5 times during their working lives.
有人告诉我通常一个人在他的职业生涯里要换4到5次的工作。
Then we have choices about partner, about what home or house will I choose, about the church I go to and the football team I support.
我们也要面对配偶的选择，选择房子，我们要去的教会或者足球队等。
Some time back, I sat with 2 men at a community meal.
有一次，我和两个人一起在社区共餐处吃饭。
And they told me that they'd made a choice to live out on the streets.
他们告诉我，他们做出了一个决定，要在街上生活。
In their words, they said, "We made a choice. It is the way we want to live."
他们的原话是这么说的：我们选择了住在街上。
The Bible is full of choices.
圣经中也充满了选择。
Right and wrong, good and bad.
对的选择和错的选择。
And all are followed with consequences.
每个选择都带着不同的后果。
We read in Genesis that Adam's choice cost him Eden.
创世纪里亚当的选择使他被赶出伊甸园。
Esau's choice cost him his birthright.
以扫的选择使他失去了长子的名分。
As we go on in the Bible, we find that Achan's choice cost him his life.
雅干的选择使他丧命。
Lot's choice cost him his home and his herds.
罗德的选择使他失去了家产。
Absalom's choice cost him his father's throne.
亚沙龙的选择使他失去了他父的王位。
And choices that Saul made cost him his kingdom.
扫罗的选择使他失去了他的国。
The rich young ruler in the New Testament made a choice that cost him the companionship of Jesus.
耶稣的门徒犹大的选择使他失去了使徒的名分和生命。
Judas made a choice that cost him his apostleship and his life.
迪马的选择使他不再是主的门徒。
Demas, a little known character in the New Testament, made a choice that cost him his discipleship.
比拉多、亚基帕的选择也使他们不再是主的门徒。
Pilate, Agrippa, and Felix chose wrong and missed immortality.
亚基帕和腓力的错误选择使他们错失了永生。
Caleb and Joshua chose well.
加勒和约书亚做出了正确的选择。
Jonah's first choice nearly meant shipwreck for himself and the whole crew.
约拿的选择差点使整条船上的人和他自己一同沉海。
We can all, with hindsight, look back at good and bad choices that we have made.
我们都可以事后来回顾所做出的选择是对的还是错的。
And there are some choices that we look back on that we wish, we long we could change.
我们也都希望能够改变过去做出的一些错误的选择。
But it's not always possible to do that.
可惜不一定做得到。
The Bible is not only full of choices, but it makes it clear that God has given mankind the freedom to choose.
圣经当中不但记载了很多人的选择，同时圣经告诉我们，神给了人选择的自由权。
And it starts right at the beginning in Genesis 3.
我们可以从创世纪中看到。
Where it says, you must not eat of the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.
创世纪第三章中说到，只有园中那棵树上的果子，神曾经说过你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
From that point, man had the ability to choose.
从那个时候开始，人就有选择的自由权。
Now, why has God given us this ability and right?
为什么上帝给了我们这个选择的能力和权柄？
It seems that it's a double-sided coin. The consequences are enormous.
这是一个双面硬币，带着巨大的后果。
And without going into it in great depth, it seems that God didn't want a whole group of robots to come and worship him.
那是因为我们的神不想要一个充满机器人的世界来敬拜他。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, after the conquest of the promised land, we read these words.
我们在接下来的经文当中看到。
This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose.Life.
在生命记第三十章，以色列人政府应许地之后，十九节这样说道：我今日呼天唤地向你们作证，我把生与死、福与祸都摆在你面前了，所以你要选择生命，好让你和你的后裔都可以活着。
We are faced with choices all day long.
我们一直都面临各种选择。
We find in the New Testament that Jesus was continually faced with choices.
我们在新约当中可以看到耶稣自己也面临种种的选择。
In his battle against evil in the wilderness, he was faced to go the evil one's way or to go God's way.
比如他在旷野当中与撒旦之间的对话，他可以选择服从上帝还是跟从撒旦。
In choosing his disciples, we find in all the Gospels where Jesus went and prayed before he was faced with the choice of choosing his disciples.
还有在新约中，耶稣当他选择他门徒的时候。
This article was found in a parish newspaper in England, and I want to read it to you.
我想给你们读一篇文章，是摘自于英国的一份报纸。
To Jesus by Joseph Nazareth.
是约瑟和拿撒勒给耶稣写的一封信。
Dear Sir,
尊敬的先生
，Thank you for submitting the details of the 12 men you are considering for management positions in your organization.
感谢您提交了贵公司目前考虑担任管理职业的十二名男性的详细信息。
All have now taken our tests.
这些人都已接受了我们的测试评估。
And we have not only run the results through our computer,
我们不仅使用了电脑来进行考核
but have also arranged for personal interviews with our psychologist and vocational consultant.
同时也给他们安排了与心理学家和职业顾问的个人面试
The profiles of all tests are included herewith with our general comments.
所有测试的结果都已包含在我们给你的报告中。
It is the opinion of our expert staff that most of your nominees are lacking the background education and aptitude for the type of enterprise you are undertaking.
我们的专业人员认为绝大部分的候选人都缺乏了从事贵公司项目所需的能力和背景知识。
They do not have team concept.
他们不具备团队观念。
And we recommend that you continue your search for persons most suitable.
我们建议您继续寻找最合适的人选。
Simon Peter is emotionally unstable and given to fits of temper.
西门彼得情绪波动，容易发怒。
Andrew has absolutely no qualities of leadership.
安德烈完全没有领导素养。
James and John, sons of Zebedee, place personal interest above company loyalty.
詹姆斯和约翰是西比蒂的儿子，他们看重个人利益高过对公司的忠诚。
T Thomas demonstrates a questioning, doubting attitude that could undermine morale.
汤姆斯表现出一种质疑的态度，可能会损害道德。
We feel bound to tell you that Matthew is blacklisted by the Greater Jerusalem Better Business Bureau.
我们有责任告诉你，马太被耶路撒冷商业改善局列入黑名单。
James, Alphaeus, and Thaddeus have definite radical leanings, and could be considered manic depressive.
詹姆斯、阿尔法斯和戴迪斯有一定的激进倾向，可能是一种狂躁抑郁。
However, one of the candidates has good potential.
不过，其中有一名候选人有很好的潜力。
He is a man of ability and resourcefulness.
他是一个有才干和聪明的人。
He meets people well.
擅长和人打交道。
Has a keen business mind and friends in high places.
他有非常敏锐的商业头脑和高层的人际关系。
He is motivated, ambitious, and responsible.
他有动力，有雄心，有责任心。
We would thoroughly recommend that Judas Iscariot be your right-hand man.
我们极力推荐加略人犹大成为你的得力助手。
Yours sincerely. But we read in John 15, verse 16, these words.
约翰福音第十五章十六节写道
You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
不是你们拣选了我，而是我拣选了你们。并且分派你们去结果子，就是结长存的果子。
And my friends, just as Jesus chose his disciples, Jesus chose you and he chose me.
就像耶稣拣选了他的门徒，他也拣选了你跟我。
Through scripture and through life, the whole business of choice is very central.
从圣经到生活，我们每天做出的选择非常的重要。
Freedom of choice is a real gift that God has given to us.
选择的自由权是神给我们的一份礼物。
Now the biggest choice that we are ever faced with is not that of a life partner.
我们生命中面对最大的选择不是我们的配偶。
It's not a work position.
不是职业。
It's not what presents I'll buy for birthdays or for Christmas.
不是挑选圣诞或生日礼物。
But the biggest choice that we are faced with is what we do with Jesus.
我们生命中面临最大的选择是对耶稣的选择。
Are we going to accept him as Savior and Lord or reject him?
我们是否接受他成为救主还是拒绝他？
And friends, we know that either answer has consequences.
我们知道无论我们怎样选都会带着后果。
If we choose to reject him, well, then we will be rejected.
如果我们选择拒绝他，就意味着被他拒绝。
It was A.W. Tozer in his book The Keys to a Deeper Life who wrote.
Tozer 在《深入人心的钥匙》这本书中写道
：“It is no longer either dangerous or costly to become a Christian.
成为一个基督徒已经不再危险，或要付高代价。”
Grace has become not free but cheap.
恩典不再被看为是白白给的，而是被看作廉价的。
We are busy these days proving to the world that we can have all the benefits of the gospel without any inconvenience to their customary way of life.
如今我们每天忙碌着向世界证明，他们可以拥有福音带来的好处，同时继续按照他们原本的价值观和生活方式活着。
It's all this that the world can offer and heaven too.
地上和天堂两不误。
End of quote. The word disciple means a learner or a trained one.
门徒这个词的意思是一个学习者或是一个训练有素的人。
And the word appears something like 260 times in the Gospels and the Book of Acts.
这个词在福音书和使徒行传里共出现过260次。
Now, what are disciples?
那门徒是什么意思呢？
Disciples are those who gather round the teacher.
门徒就是那些在老师身边的。
Those who sit at his feet.
被老师培训的。
Those who are trained by the teacher.
坐在老师身边的，之前漏了。
Those who evaluate his words.
思想评估老师教导的。
Those who learn his secrets.
学习老师秘诀的。
And those who then copy his lifestyle.
那些效法老师生活方式的。
Discipleship is God's standard for all time, for all believers.
门徒培训一直都是神对所有信徒的基本要求。
Every true Christian is a disciple.
每个真正的基督徒都是一个门徒。
True Christianity is an all-out commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个真正基督徒对主耶稣有全然的委身。
I was at a breakfast gathering with other pastors recently. One of them asked, "What do you think of my new watch?"
最近我和其他牧者一起吃早餐时，其中有一个牧者问我，你觉得我的手表怎样？
And he proudly showed it to us.
然后他非常骄傲地向我们展示。
Then he added, "It's a Rolex."
然后再补充，这是劳力士。
And then everybody got grins on their face, and he nodded and he said, "Yes, it's a fake. It's a copy."
然后看着大家的表情，他默默地说，这是一个仿造版的。
Now, when I looked at it, it looked very good.
但是我看那表还真不错。
But you know, the problem is there are those who I would describe today as fake Christians.
今天的问题就是在这个世上也有很多假的基督徒。
They are imitations, not the real thing.
他们是仿造版的，并不是真实的。
The Savior is not looking for men and women who will give a spare evening to him.
神不是在找一个为他献上一个空闲晚上或是一个周末时间的人。
Or even someone who will give up their weekend or a Sunday.
或者就是把周末献出来给神的。
Rather, the Savior is looking for men and women to be his disciples who will give him their whole lives.
他在寻找一个能够把他放在生命中首位的门徒。
True discipleship is a commitment to the person of Jesus.
做主门徒是对耶稣的一个委身。
We must remember.
我们必须记住。
Discipleship begins and ends with Jesus.
做主门徒始于耶稣，也终于耶稣。
It begins with Jesus calling us by name to come and follow him.
做主门徒是从主先呼召了人做他的门徒开始的。
And after he calls us to come and follow him, he then commissions us to go out into the world.
然后他就委托我们代表他在这个世界上传福音。
Discipleship is an act of grace.
做主门徒是一个恩典。
Not one of us, not me, not one of us are worthy.
我们本身都不配得。
The demand is unconditional and the response needs to be all embracing.
门徒呼召是无条件的，但回应需要全然摆上。
The early disciples left everything.
早期的门徒抛弃了一切跟随主。
And there is a sense, my friends, this morning where we need to realize that true discipleship is costly.
我们需要明白做主门徒是要付代价的。
We need to ponder the question.
我们需要思想这个问题。
Is New Testament discipleship out of date, or is it even impossible in our Western society today?
新约中的门徒培训是过时了呢，还是西方社会已做不到了？
I don't know a lot about your church, but I would say that in most churches today, we don't hear a lot about the cost of discipleship.
在当今的教会当中，我们很少听到，做主门徒要付的代价。
If we go back to one of our Bible readings here this morning, it was all about the cost of being a disciple, counting the cost.
如果我们回到今天读的经文，都在说我们要计算这个代价。
There are basic qualities and attitudes that a person must have which are more important than impressive skills.
如果要成为一个好门徒，必须具备一些基本的特质和态度，这比任何其他本领更加重要。
If a person is going to be an effective follower, an effective disciple,
而如果要做一个好门徒的话
there needs to be
这些特质就是
Number one, a commitment to the Lordship of Christ.
对耶稣的委身。
There needs to be a love of the Word of God.
对主话语的渴慕。
There needs to be a dependence upon God in prayer.
信靠神不住的祷告。
There needs to then be evidence of the fruits of the Spirit in our lives.
需要有结出果子的生命。
If we are going to be disciples, there needs to be a willingness to witness about Jesus.
要做主的门徒，需要愿意成为主的见证人。
There needs to be not only a commitment to the Lord Jesus, but a commitment to His body, the church.
要对神家事工有委身。
You see, we are faced with a choice. Discipleship is a choice.
做主门徒是一个选择。
Most of us have made a choice and have said yes.
大多数人已经做出了选择，就是愿意接受耶稣。
But I want to ask you this morning, what have we said yes to?
但是今天早上我想问你 你所说的愿意指的是什么
There are those who have said yes to accept, to repent, to invite.
你所说的愿意是不是愿意接受愿意悔改愿意被邀请
But they have forgotten about the next point and that is becoming a disciple.
但是却忘了跟随接受耶稣之后的那个带出来的后果。
My friends, young and old, this morning, we need to realize that there is a cost in discipleship.
我们需要知道，当我们愿意接受主的时候，是要付代价的。
Some may say that the blessings are such as to completely overshadow the cost.
有人说主的祝福太大，覆盖了所有的代价。
One of the great blessings is that we move from the starting point, conversion.
其中有一个祝福，就是当我们从起点前进时
to where He equips, encourages, and empowers us.
我们已被他装备、激励、授权。
In Luke 10, the other passage that was read to us about the sending out of the 70.
在路加福音第十章中说到。
We find that the 70 really didn't know whether they could do what Jesus wanted them to do until they risked and went out and tried it.
在经文中，门徒并不知道他们可以做神要他们做的那些事，直到他们走出去并尝试了。
And it was as they went out that they realized that the Holy Spirit had equipped them, and then they were greatly encouraged.
当他们经历这些事后，他们才意识到他们已被装备，并且在其中得到激励。
You see, the secret of being equipped, encouraged, empowered was that it happened when they sat at the feet of the Master and then when they went out on mission.
所以他们得装备、受激励、得能力的秘诀。就是他们曾坐在耶稣的脚前，并且在使命当中冒险过。
When we gather around our Lord,
当我们聚集在神的面前，
When we hear His words,
当我们听他的话，
When we are trained by Him,
在他话语里成长，
When we learn His secrets and copy His lifestyle,
当我们明白他的心意，也效法他的生活方式。
When we learn about His heartbeat,
当我们贴近他的心
then as we get involved in ministry and mission,
然后参与服事和使命
we find that His Holy Spirit equips, encourages, and empowers us to go out and be strong for Him.
我们就会发现他的灵会来装备我们，鼓励我们，并赐下能力在我们身上。
Life is full of choices.
生活充满了选择。
Discipleship is a choice.
做主门徒是一个选择。
The Christian life is continually one of choices.
基督徒的生活是不断的在做选择。
And I remind you this morning that our lives are defined by the choices that we make.
我想提醒你们，我们的选择会决定我们如何活着。
Before you leave this church this morning, I want to ask you.
在你离开这里之前，我想问你几个问题。
Are you prepared to choose Jesus as your Lord afresh today?
你今天是否愿意选择耶稣做你的主？
Are you prepared to get off the throne of your life and to invite Jesus to sit in his rightful position?
你是否准备好从自我中心的宝座上下来，让耶稣居你心中的首位？
If so, then each day our lives should be governed by these three questions.
如果是的话，我们的生活应该围绕以下三个问题。
What would Jesus think?
主耶稣会怎么想？
What would Jesus say?
主耶稣会说什么？
And what would Jesus do?
主耶稣会做什么？
Discipleship is a choice.
做主门徒是一个选择。
I don't think we are to look back, but we are to live in the present.
当我们回顾过去，活在当今的时候。
And as we face the choices of daily living,Those are the questions that we should be asking.
当我们每天面临选择的时候，我们需要思想这三个问题。
What would Jesus think?
主耶稣会怎样想？
What would he say?
主耶稣会说什么？
What would he do?
主耶稣会怎么做？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that you have given us the opportunity to be your followers.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们能够成为你的跟随者。
We thank you that your Holy Spirit has whispered our names as you have called us to come follow you.
我们感谢你赐下圣灵来呼唤我们的名字，来跟随你。
We thank you that you have given us freedom to choose to say yes or no.
感谢你赐给我们自由的选择权，来对你说。愿意或不愿意。
And Lord, I pray that many of us today will afresh choose to follow you, to allow you to be our Savior and Lord.
我们祈求在这里的每一个人都能够愿意选择你，做你作为我们的救主。
Father, we freely bow the knee before you and worship you this morning.
我们自由地在你的面前敬拜你。
We give you glory, honor, and praise, for you are worthy.
我们将一切的荣耀、权柄、尊贵都献给你，因为你配得。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship you.
天父、圣子、圣灵，我们敬拜你。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.